Okay, okay. Which one is screaming, I'm looking for a good time?
Angela, the last time one of your dresses had a good time was when it pressed up against Tony's suit at the cleaners. Wear the red one, it's sexier.
I'll wear the blue. I don't want to give Dwayne any ideas.
Dwayne? Dwayne Mundello? That client who looks like a middle-aged howdy doody?
Sorry for him. He's so awkward with women. Oh, do you know what happened last sales meeting we went to?
Let me guess. Buffalo Bob said, come back here with that dummy.
No, he got this strange sort of sneer on his lips and he tried to kiss me.
Forget the dress. Wear garlic.
You guys are not going to believe this. Today, my guidance counselor said that my PSATs are so good that I qualify for the ASP.
That's wonderful. Oh, you must have had terrific NMSQTs.
And a great GPA.
This is giving me PMS. Would you please talk in words?
My grades and my test scores are high enough to qualify for the Accelerated Scholastic Program.
That is so terrific. Do you know only the best and brightest students are asked to join? I was in it.
Do you want to hear the best part? Mm. I get to graduate from high school a year early.
Uh-oh. What? You know how your father feels about you growing up too fast.
Or at all.
Oh, my glad you're here. You're never going to believe what happened to me today. I'm in the men's room at school, right? When all of a sudden six giant guys come bursting in. They're all wearing dark shades and carrying walkie-talkies, right? And then he came in, as big as life, standing as close as I am to you.
Who?
The heavyweight champion of the world.
You met Iron Mike Tyson?
Oh, met him, Mona, met him, huh? Are you kidding? We stood shoulder to shoulder, huh? You know what? He may very well be a lefty. And then he spoke to me.
Well, what did he say?
He said, wear the paper towel.
Dad.
Yeah?
I've got great news.
What, honey?
I was accepted into the Accelerated Scholastic Program at school.
Oh, honey, that is... You know, sweetheart, every time I think that you've made me as proud as I possibly can be, you go out and do something that makes me even proud. Oh, sweetheart, I'm so... Oh.
And I get to graduate from high school a year early. Oh.
A year? A year? You're saying a year?
Yes, Dad, a year.
Well, a year... A year? Do you know what that means?
It means she's going to graduate a year early.
Remember when my grades weren't so good and you gave me this pep talk saying that if I tried my hardest, I could be smarter than even the smart kids?
Yeah.
Well, I've done it. I'm officially smart.
Oh, well, I guess you have, huh? Not for nothing, you know. Apple trees make apples, you know. I don't mean to brag, but I did skip the second grade.
You never told me that.
Well, it all evened out when I spent 2 years in the 10th, you know.
So it's settled? You're okay with me graduating from high school a year early?
Well, it's kind of a, you know, a new concept, but it's growing on me. It's growing. It's here. Okay, sweetheart, I'm with you all the way, and hey, I am officially proud of you. Oh, hiya, guy. You know, I'm never gonna... French class is driving me nuts. All these words, I'll never learn them with the le, the la, the lay. Not to mention the il nouveau, too, man. And don't forget everybody's favorite... My mouth just wasn't made for French.
Mine was.
You learned Italian.
Well, that was easy. When I was a kid, they yelled at me in Italian.
You want me to yell at you in French? Antoine! Antoine!
It's not the same. So, how's the college search going?
We're trying to find one with an enriched academic environment.
Checking male-female ratios, huh?
Boy, Mr. Maselli, that mind of yours is razor thin.
No. That's sharp, Bonnie. Razor sharp.
Thank you.
Let me see this list here. What do you got? Oh, UCLA. Mm.
What's wrong with UCLA?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Maybe someday they'll find out that smog is good for you.
Dad.
Oh, no, no. Hey, it's your list. Any place you want to go? Arizona? Sam, aren't we picking any schools that aren't out west?
Sure, somewhere in Europe.
What?
That's nothing. One of them is in Switzerland.
But, Sam, I can't afford to send you to Switzerland for school. I can't even afford their chocolate.
Dad. Don't worry. I'm not going to any school that won't offer me a scholarship.
Oh, Sam, accelerating I like. Accelerating 2,000 miles away from home, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, see, that's why they call it going away to college. Because you actually do go away.
So far.
Dad, I know this is hard for you, but I promise before I make my final decision, we'll talk. Now, you have a major French test tomorrow, young man. Geez. I'll be up in a little bit to help you conjugate some verbs.
Oh, Sam, you're so smart, you know? Oh, no wonder you're going to college early. You'll probably graduate before me. Hey, Sam, just remember them three little words.
I know, I love you.
No, University of Connecticut.
You guys have the neatest relationship. Yeah, well, we kind of grew up together. It'll be really weird for him when you go home and he'll be so lonely. Maybe at first. I mean, but he'll be okay. He'll always have Angela. They'll always be together. How do you know that? It's not like they're married. It doesn't matter. They're like two peas in a pod. You know, that raises an interesting question. Are there really only two peas in a pod? And how come they don't say three peas in a pod? Bonnie. Oh, sure. When I try to get intellectual, you look down on me.
Thank you, Dwayne.
No, thank you. It was a wonderful date.
Wasn't a date. There were 200 people there. It was a sales meeting.
We went in the same car.
I'll give you that. Well, good night, Dwayne.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Well, you know, it's getting kind of late, and I have a very big day tomorrow.
What is that enchanting scent?
It's Van Rollon. I don't wear perfume. It gives me a rash.
I'm thinking of doing something rash myself.
Don't. Good night, Dwayne.
What is she doing with that guy? They were kissing. You've really got to get out more. What about Dad? Oh, yeah. Looks like there's another pea in the pod.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody. Oh, my own.
Sorry. I'm just singing.
Come here. Hey, look, honey, since I was thinking, and since you got your mind set on going away to college, not that I want you to, but since you do, I figure every Christmas I'll scrape together the money to fly you home, you know? Of course, if you were in the tri-state area, the money I could save on plane fare could probably buy you a Miata. But hey, that's your decision.
So you mean you, Angela, Mona, and Jonathan and I will always spend Christmas together?
No, maybe, maybe not. I mean, you never know what they're going to be doing. They may have plans of their own.
Yeah, but wouldn't their plans include you?
Well, maybe, maybe not. But one thing's for sure. My plans will always include you.
Don't you think it'll be weird for us not to spend so much time together?
Sounds like somebody's starting to have second thoughts about going so far away for college, huh?
Dad.
What's the matter? Swiss U isn't sounding so hot anymore, huh?
No, Dad, that's not it.
Okay. Anything you say, Miss Accelerator, huh? Hey, look, I gotta get to school. You're nipping at my heels, huh? By the way, have I told you lately how proud I am of you?
Yes, but I'm sure that won't stop you from doing it again.
Hey, I'm finished.
Saying it, but I thought to tell
you. Oh, so I'm taking the cereal.
Oh,
Thanks, Sam. I'll see you tonight.
Angela, can I ask you a question?
Well, can it wait, honey? I have a big meeting in the city.
What are your intentions toward my father?
Let's talk.
It's just... You've known each other for a while now.
Yeah.
And I always thought that you guys would get married.
Yeah.
So?
Well, we did talk about it once. Remember when we were all in Jamaica?
Was that while you and Dad were making out on the bench?
We weren't making out. We were talking passionately. No, we were passionately talking. We weren't passionate. We were sincere. How much did you see?
Not much. The people from the tour bus were blocking our view. So, what did you guys decide about marriage?
We decided not to decide for right now.
Do you know when you might decide?
I'd say soon. No, I shouldn't say that. Probably later.
So the only thing you could say for sure is...
Sooner or later.
Okay. So sooner or later, you're gonna decide whether you may or may not get married.
Exactly.
I'm so glad we cleared that up.
Oh, Sam, honey, I'm sorry for being so oblique. It's just, you know, your father and I have this very complicated, open-ended, evolving relationship that's kind of in flux. And we just don't know where it'll end up. Understand?
I think I do.
Ooh. Waiter, water, please.
Garçon. Carafe d'eau, s'il vous plaît.
Waiter, two coffees, please.
Garçon, deux cafés, s'il vous plaît.
I'd like to stop now.
Je voudrais arrêter maintenant.
No, I mean I'd really like to stop now.
No, tu comprends. Je voudrais arrêter maintenant.
Tony!
What just came for Mom? From some guy named Dwayne.
Oh, poor Angela.
Yeah, you know what they say? Into each life, a little Dwayne must fall.
That's pretty funny, but the joke wouldn't work if his name was Larry.
You rot.
Hi there.
Hey,
kiddo. How was school today?
Good. Real good. Real, real, real good.
Well, I see that thesaurus I got you's paying off, huh?
I dropped the accelerated program.
You dropped out of the program? Why? I mean, I thought you were so excited about going to college early.
Dad, it was too much work. I mean, the pressure was killing me. I'm really stressed out. I was having accelerated nightmares where people were walking very fast to class and I was in slow-mo.
Are you naked?
No.
Oh, can't relate.
Well, honey, if the program was too much pressure, then yeah, by all means, drop it. You know, it's very admirable and very adult of you to recognize your limitations.
Have I told you how proud I am of you?
Not for the past 6 or 7 seconds.
Oh, the poor kid. This must be really rough on her.
You love it. You get to keep her one more year.
Real pride.
Oh, Dwayne Dwopski falling on my head. Oh, great news. We're going to have Sam around here for an extra year.
What happened?
Oh, well, I guess she got a little nervous about leaving the nest, and
who can blame her, you know, when you got a daddy bird like me? Oh, by the way, you got some flowers from Dodo Bird.
Dear, how does this happen? I don't give them any encouragement.
Well, Angela, your very being is provocation enough, you know.
Yeah, but still.
Is Sam home yet?
Oh, yes, sweetheart. She's upstairs.
Ooh, nice flowers. Are they from the guy you were kissing last night?
You were kissing Howdy Doody?
No, Howdy kissed me.
Oh, really?
Maybe I'll just go upstairs.
Oh, I get it now. Sam saw us kissing, and that's why she asked if you and I were getting married.
Wait a minute, Sam asked you if we were getting married? Really? Well, what did you tell her?
What do you mean, what did I tell her? What would you have told her?
Well, I would have told her that the subject has come up, but that we haven't made up our minds yet.
Huh, that's what I told her.
You told her that? Oh, my God! I gotta go talk to her now. And you, mind where you put them lips. Oh, Bonnie, could I speak to Sam alone, please?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Mr. Maselli?
Yeah?
Don't be sad. I'm sure Mr. Doody means nothing to her. She told you what we saw last night, Dad. I'm sorry you had to find out this way, but if it's any consolation, I know you could take him.
Sam, don't worry about that guy. He's just a client. Angela has no interest in him.
But what if someday she does meet a guy she's interested in?
Well, I could probably take him, too.
What if you can't?
Hey, Sam, I mean, look, let me tell you. If for some reason things didn't work out between me and Angela, I could find companionship on my own. Hey, I got good hair. I got most of my teeth. That alone in Sicily would make me a great catch. So come on, sweetheart. What's really going on? And wait a minute. Does this have anything to do with you dropping out of that program?
No. I dropped out of the program because of you.
Me? Well, why me?
I don't want to go away to college and leave you here all alone.
Oh, Sam. I won't be alone.
I'm scared you'll end up an old man eating turkey on Thanksgiving in a self-serve cafeteria.
Sam, you're depressing me. But, I mean, even if that was going to happen, Sam, what did you think you'd accomplish by staying with me another year?
I just want the extra time
To what? To make sure I have somebody? To make sure I'm taken care of? Well, how did you plan on doing that, honey?
I don't know. That's why I need the extra time.
Sweetheart, look, hey. I raised you to have a life of your own, and let me tell you, I love you for worrying about me. But it's your turn now. It's your time. So, Sam, you want to go to college next year?
Yeah.
All right, then. Tomorrow, you go in and you see your guidance counselor and you get back in that program.
Are you sure you'll be okay?
Hey. See, teeth.
Thanks, Dad.
And one more thing, honey. I've been thinking, and any school that you want to go to is okay with me. I mean it. And this time, I really mean it.
So you're not going to try to talk me into going to a college near home?
Of course not, Samantha. You know, part of the college experience is being away from home. So go. Go far, far away.
Dad, reverse psychology is such an old trick. You taught it to me.
Sam, I am not using reverse psychology.
Really? So you do want me to go away to college? Oh, this is great. I have to go tell Bonnie. This is great.
Damn, she's too smart.
Hi. How's school?
Oh, it is great. You know, I can't believe how popular I am. I'm Mr. Popular. Everybody wants me to keep doing my Mike Tyson imitation. Hey, I'll do it for you. Well, let me get this. I'll do it for you.
I hear some little guy around here been making fun of me. Are you him?
Jonathan?